Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Vertical Reading Room's Poetry Prelude. I hope everyone had a great day today. I certainly did. And just to give you a little bit of information, the Poetry Prelude is about poetry, music, and prose. Not a lot of talking. And this is part of the Vertical Reading Room. If you don't know what the Vertical Reading Room is about, Vertical Reading Room is something that we put together for mature adults who didn't have access to books. We have an author who we read her book, and then every 4 weeks we throw in some poetry or we throw in some prose, and then we go back to the book. This session is Clothesline Blues by author B. Berry, and it's read by professional voice star Arlene McGuire. You'll be hearing a lot of Arlene in a lot of our readings for the Poetry Room. We're getting submissions from various writers. If you'd like to submit to the Vertical Reading Room, you can send information to info@vertical, that's V-E-R-T-I-K-A-L, publishing.com. Send your submissions. Short stories shouldn't be more than 5,000 words, poetry, haiku, and you can even, if you're an indie musician, send us your music. Quite a few of our musicians today are indie musicians who have sent us their submissions. We have Marcus Boyd from Ohio. We have Dos Flores, who's from Italy, as part of our song lineup today. And we're not going to introduce all the poets. You can also go to our Facebook page at Vertical Reading Room, and you can get more information on who our poets are tonight. You can also purchase their books if you'd like to. Those links are on those pages. So tonight we have Arlene McGuire. We have Flannardo Taylor, Honey Parker, Roberto De Niro Styles is part of our poetry lineup today. I hope you enjoy the program. Have a great evening. Thank you.
Now for some haiku readings. Wool over my eyes, like stars bringing in the night. Truth comes with the dawn. Next. Early life, eyes wide. Now in the winter of life, eyes gently close daily. Next. I am too wise now in the winter of life to love you this way. Next. Young, old, yin, yang. Each season brings with it love. Old, young, then, yang, yin. Next. Passion knocks gently. Thunder darkening blue skies. Bold and bare we lay. Next. Blue skies above shimmer. Summer's vivid hues abound. Mirrored skies as waves I ride. Next. History lives in our heart and mind, just as rain helps flowers to grow. Today, I thankfully remember. Next. Fear can hold the soul like winter's icy fingers, but only until spring. The end of our selection. Cruising to Grand Turk and Amber, Dominica Republic, December 5 through 10, 2016. Amber Cove, Dominica Republic, Carnival Cruise Rates, starting at $387.01 for an interior stateroom. No passport needed. Deposit of $150 is required. Contact Valerie Champion at travelchampionstyle@gmail.com. or call 678-949-1416.
pain. Pain all up in my chest. Pain so deep that it won't let me sleep. All the time that I wasted in the hospitals and emergency rooms. And all along, man is still predicting my doom. Instead of these doctors trying to heal, they focus most of their time telling me how many days I got to live. They are quick to say, hey, take two and call me tomorrow. But what about my joy that is turning to sorrow? See, what am I supposed to do when I feel so low that when I fall, I can't even get up off the floor. Too tired to get up out the bed. And when I stand, it seems like that I'm already half dead. See, all I want to know, who will help me mend my heart when it's broke? Who will help me clear my throat when these sins in my mouth are causing me to choke? See, I'm suffering, and man is still looking for a cure. See, my time is wasted. See, I'm turning to the one that's true and pure. See, when I'm too hurt to roll over, I call Jehovah, the one that moves those heavy burdens off my shoulder, the one with all the right answers, the perfect counselor, the one that can heal leprosy, make the blind see, and still have time to work with me. See, he's the doctor that never made a mistake. He's always on time and he's never late. See, with him, I don't need Blue Cross or the other type of insurance. Because his son's blood, that is my assurance. And when I'm running short, he give me more endurance. See, as long as I believe, I know his word will start to cleave. And the pain that I feel, oh yeah, it would eventually leave. But the good thing is that he treats his patients all the same, regardless of fame and regardless of name. So if you are in pain because of this world and the card it is dealing, then seek Jesus Christ, because no one on earth can touch his spiritual healing.
say, oh, you think you know how it feels to walk in my shoes? Let me tell you, you tripped and you failed over the trial that was meant for me, didn't you? How does it feel to put your shoes on my feet? I can't tell you. But you also can't tell me how it feels, baby girl, to try to put your foot in my shoe. Those shoes were built, made, and created from the sole to the size to the shoestring extreme for my feet and my trials and tribulations. How dare you think you can walk over here on a path that was made and built for me and my feet only? You could not survive in the mentality that I have to keep upon myself each and every day as I live in a zone that you could not even dream of. You, baby girl, need to get yourself together, shape, and mold your own mind, your own soul, your body to fit into the path that was predestined for you. Then and then only can you have peace. Then and then only can you walk in the uprightness that you're supposed to walk in. Only then can you gather up the sheep that should be up under your wings as a mother hen, as a nurturer, as a shepherd should be. No, I'm not talking about the church here, baby girl. I'm talking about reality and your neighborhood, starting right within your own home and gathering them babies up around you, going out the door and dropping your bits of wisdom. See, you can't take my bits of wisdom because wisdom comes from experience, and it's my experiences you have not experienced. So therefore, my wisdom is not your wisdom, just like your wisdom is not my wisdom, baby. So stop trying to reach over here and grab what's mine. Keep your hands in your pot. Take a moment. Take a deep breath and look upon your own doorstep. Take one step back. Get it together, grab yourself, and get it. Now have you got it? Now let's walk with it. Let's walk with it, girl. Come on, because you can take that first step and you can be that mother hen. You can be that captain of that ship that you're supposed to be guiding down this stream called life. Don't tell me what you can't do because I know you can. Let me tell you how to do it, baby girl. You just take a deep breath, look in that mirror, gather from the depths of your soul where can't nobody take it away from you. Your experiences, your wisdom, your knowledge that you gathered when you were treated wrong, abused, misused, and every type of thing from the day you were born to today. Take and gather on it. Don't let nobody take it from you, because I'm going to tell you, can't nobody take what's inside of you. Can't nobody take your dignity. Can't nobody do it. You hear me, girl? This is Mama Honey over here telling you. Yep, got a couple of gray hairs, so how do you think that I got them? I got them from Mother Wisdom. Now, baby girl, it's your turn. It's your turn. Walk in it. Walk in it.
Sunshine always crosses my mind, dancing in the bellies of the shadows, seeking the luminescence, my once prodigal allegiance, dancing raindrops, angels tiptoeing through the skies. Lord, wish I knew why, wish I didn't have to ask, but why? Why did you pour in mine this desire to love like none other? To desire a woman in such a way, not for lustful play, more for permanent stay. Trails of crimson becomes dripping bleeds, bleeds pouring down the cores of my heart, one wandering the universe like a long lost soul, laying alone on how I shall dwell. This is the habitation I do dwell. Can't seem to find her. remember that song? Have you seen her? If love was an epidemic, I would rush to the clinic. Because what this song has become full blown. The older I get, want to call it quits. All full of waiting, being patient. But my patience is tried. I can't deny. Is this a lie? Does anyone belong, Kendrick, to this once longing soul? My heart has become a sickle, an oversized glacier. Thaw this iceberg, implant me a renewal, rejuvenate my inner nature. I need restoration. I need that one that my eyes only adore. Tired of looking to get more of the same. It's insane, yet silly to me. The longer I go, I long her that much more. Tell me, where is she? At the local grocery store? At the library? At the gas station? Where is she? Where can I find her? Am I senile? In the meanwhile, many emotions I succumb. These simple words I dispel. Pen to paper. To ache so hard. How much longer should I wait? That much. Where is she? Sunshine always crosses my mind. Dancing in the bellies of shadows. Seeking the reminiscence. My once prodigal allegiance. Dancing raindrops. Angels tiptoeing through the skies. Lord, wish I was blind. Wish I didn't have to ask. But why? Why did you? This desire to love like none other, to desire a woman in such a way, not for lustful play, more for permanent stay. Trails of crimson becomes dripping bleeds, bleeds pouring down the cores of my heart, one wandering the universe like a long lost soul, laying alone, not how I should dwell. This is the habitation I do dwell. Can't seem to find her. Remember that song? Have you seen her? If love was an epidemic, I would rush to the clinic. Because what this song has become full blown. Sunshine always crosses my mind.
Father, poet, Roberto De Niro.
Stop.
change your weather and cruise to the sunny beaches of Nassau, Bahamas. Rates starting at $387.01 for an interior stateroom. No passport needed. Contact Valerie Champion at travelchampionstyle@gmail.com or call 678-949-1416. Notice that word if in the middle of life. So, what if your life depended on another person giving you the desires of your heart? What if he or she cannot? What if the most important thing you need is sex to keep you going daily? Your management of your life depended on how we are treated in bed the night before. What if he or she died? You would over time replace them, maybe. What if they are right there next to you night after night? You suffer until dawn. No loving tonight and the next and the next. What if life dealt you that hand? Can you think of how much your love means to him or her and stay? Yes, right there, right by them, as you continue to figure out how this if is. Because if you stay and stand firm on the love you pledged, your life will be more joyful. So much value is placed on our sexual need that we have lost sight of its worth. The give and take of sharing those longed-after moments of passion are lost. Raw lust has replaced romance and whining and dining without the sex. We no longer pursue each other, we rip off clothing instead. When faced with the inability to provide the sex required, the path of love begins to erode. We lose the spring in our step, the beam in our eyes, and begin to turn away. I say, try touching without any thought of intercourse. Just touch me here, there. Do that again until I cannot breathe. A lingering embrace will quench my thirst, and as we go slowly apart, I will remember how much I need you. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Then, with a gentle kiss, you will know I'm all right. With you beside me, I will make it through the night. If this is the reality of the if in life, the if can be quite pleasurable when not considered a burden, but an expectation.
I'm on the road this time. I'm on a roll this time, 'cause I wanna make it right. I got the bugs in my head and a heart full of cold. Yes,
Path Leads, written by Andrew Scott. Never sure where the end is. Sometimes not even positive where it all leads. The path is a confusing trail. Uncertainty from the birthday that stays until the end day. All the feelings are given to us all to wear, the same at different times. Never know when to share, when I am at the most vulnerable, still trying to know how to feel, confused with all the clouds. The events that trigger those emotions are unexpected turns that are unseen, just brought as a test of resilience. I do not know where it leads, or when it can be taken away, the anxiety that can be created from simply not knowing when the path comes to an end.
Hey, I really enjoyed having you with us today. I thank the poet and the musicians who submitted their music for this program. I'd like to thank you. Keep submitting that music so we can keep promoting it out to everyone. You can submit your music, your poetry, your prose, short stories, and books to info@verticalpublishing.com. We only take fiction books right now, but if you'd like to submit, please submit to us for your book to be read on the Reading Room. It's for a really worthy cause. Again, our guest reader was Arlene McGuire, and we had music submitted to us by Marcus Gameface Boyd from Dos Flores. We had some poetry from Leonardo Taylor, Honey Parker, Roberto Denaro Stiles, and also from Andrew Scott. Again, I'd like to thank you for joining us. We'll see you in a couple of weeks and submit that poetry. I would love to hear what you want to share with our audience. Thank you very much.
I'm on the road this time. I'm on a